This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM, WILO.
Okay. Hey, good morning. Fine. Welcome to Party Line. Here we are live at the Clinton County 4-H Fair for 2019. I want to thank our sponsors off the bat. They are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Wealthy Works for You, Susie Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Community Minded just like you, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Simple Time Antique, Step Back Into a Simple Time, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Also, special thanks to Clinton County's very own Brian Buchanan, the state senator, helping us out with Party Line at the fair. Today we are focusing on 4-H, and we've got Bethany Perley here with us to start things off. Bethany, I've got Keegan Padgett here too. And I thought the name sounded familiar, and he's been on the air before, so he's an old hat.
Yeah, he's an old hat. He's a veteran, too. He's pretty good at this as well. He helped last year with, you did a TV thing with the Supreme Showmanship,
Melissa,
didn't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Weren't you live on TV as well? Yeah.
So. he slept since then. So are we hoping to talk to a lot of 4-H members today? You got some going to be coming over throughout the hour then?
Yeah, we have kids that are going to be trickling in. Obviously, it's show day again, so they're going to be trickling in and out with doing the swine show, but I'm going to try to get several tenure members.
Good deal.
Because they will be veterans that being able to talk about what 4-H is and what we stand for. So.
All right. Well, while I've got you, I know you had wanted to mention something on Kylie Wells Long. We heard about this unfortunate story a couple weeks ago, and a lot of people may not know where that currently stands. She had a farming accident, and they're looking to help the family right now.
Yeah, she did. On July 10th, we actually had pre-fair judging going on. So she was here in the morning, dropped off her decorated cake here at the fair, and was super excited about the fair. Unfortunately, later that afternoon, she was involved in a farming accident where she was lifeline to Riley, and that's where she still stands. Mm-hmm. She does not have movement from shoulders down at this time. And so we are reaching out to families of 4-H and individuals that just feel that they want to help with this in any way. We do have donation buckets here on the fairgrounds that are going towards her. We have t-shirts that are being sold right now by the bleachers in the show barn. $20 a t-shirt. You can come pick those up as well. 100% of the proceeds go to Kylie as well. So she's got a long road ahead of her, and she's going to obviously need all different types of handicap equipment to help with her needs. So, and I think 4-H can help with that.
And then if somebody's out there, they're not a 4-H member, they want to donate, they could donate through Farmers Bank, is that right?
Yeah, if they want to drop off money here at the fairgrounds, they can. Or if they want to stop by the Farmers Bank or mail it to the Farmers Bank, the check needs to be made out to the Farmers Bank. And then down there in that little memo line, it needs to say benefit for Kylie Wells Loan. And that money will get dropped right into her account. So.
All right. We'll be thinking about her and wishing her the absolute best. So we'll start off with Keegan Padgett, who Keegan, again, has been on the air before, and I think he was doing some TV with us last year as well. Did he do TV with us, Melissa?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, we were pretty sure on that. Keegan's a 10-year member. Sheep, pigs, and goats are kind of his forte. Tell us about your last 10 years, Keegan, here.
Well, the last 10 years have been, I don't know, it's unexplainable. 4-H is awesome program, and just what they do with everything for the kids, it's awesome. And for me, I've been lucky enough to have a pretty successful past 10 years. We have boards up in the show ring that have all the grand champions on them, and my family's name, not just mine, but also my family's names have been all across those for the past 12 years, I think, is how long my sister was in as well. So It's been fun. It's been angered at times.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
emotion.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all different.
A lot of emotions,
yeah,
right?
All different years, all different emotions. I mean, And it's such an awesome program, just with all your friends and family around, and yeah. It's something everybody can get into, whether you show livestock, whether you don't show livestock, whether you live on a farm, whether you don't live on a farm. It's there's something for everybody.
I think that's the one thing a lot of people don't understand. They think you have to live on a farm to be in 4-H, but that's not the case.
No, not at all. Not at all.
There's people who, I know people who live in Frankfort, and they actually, you know, rent some property, or somebody lets them have a little corner of a barn to hold their pigs, yep, or something, and they just go take care of them as they can and everything.
And living in a more rural community like we do, you have things like that where people are willing to help out, and
yeah,
these small rural communities are still like that old time living that people always talk about going back to. I mean, helping each other out when in need, and even at the fair, I mean, you'll see people helping other people show when needed and helping people get stuff ready, and it's just like a big family here. It's, you're not friends here anymore. It's, once you step in this fairground, it's like a big family. Everybody's helping everybody.
So how did you get started in 4-H? Did you always know that, you mentioned your sister was a little older than you and did that. Did you always know you wanted to do it, or did you just try it the first year just to see what it was like?
So ever since I was born, we've raised livestock. Grandma and Grandpa grew up raising cattle. That's what my mom did too, and then we switched to sheep somewhere along the line. Grandma also ran horses and raised horses, so I've been livestock orientated my whole entire life. And so it's just kind of one of those things you're born into,
yeah,
and that's how you learn. So yeah, 4-H was something I knew I was always going to do, and I'm glad I did it, because there's certain people that still show that don't do 4-H, and they look back and like, well, maybe I should have.
Wish they would have, yeah. Yeah. You lose that time, don't you?
That's why I don't have that regret, because I did go through it and had a lot of fun.
So where do you go to school at? What's your what's the future look like for you?
Well, I went to Clinton Central, graduated this year, and then I'm going to Oklahoma State in the fall to study ag business, and with a specialty in farm ranch management. Then I'm going through the Air Force ROTC program, so I'll train and go to school at the same time, which is pretty cool. And then hopefully go back and get my master's in some sort of animal nutrition and be an animal nutritionist for after I get out of the military.
Sounds like you got a plan.
Yes, sir.
So I heard you won Supreme Showman a couple years ago. What was that like? That might have been your highlight.
Yeah, that's probably, I mean, coming from a small county, you know, sometimes people don't realize how big it is. I mean,
competitive,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Being in Clinton County, especially, like, we're one of the lucky counties that actually goes to state fair and goes to national shows, and our kids are still doing good there.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes when people look at a small county, they think, well, maybe the quality's not there, or something like that, you know, just little things like that. And then you get in there and you do it, and I mean, you can be from a small county, or you can be from the biggest city in the country, and it's still the same. That Supreme Showmanship, or some call it Premier Showmanship, I mean, it's all the same, but it's just a fun, wild ride, and so much adrenaline, and hearing your name called over the big speaker after when they select the champion, it's insane. It's truly amazing.
So you're still riding that high, huh?
A little bit.
That's good. All right. Anything you want someone to know who might just be getting into 4-H?
Everybody's here to help. I mean, most kids jump into it not knowing what they're doing, just want to do it for fun, or their friends do it. Just letting you know, everybody's here to help. You know, you can always walk up to somebody and ask for help. Don't be afraid of it. Because like I said, here we're all a big family. You're not friends anymore once you step in these gates. It's all one big family helping each other out and everybody. I mean, because it is the county fair, and it's about the kids. It's about the kids having fun. And so that's what it still needs to be about, and I believe that 100%.
Well, Keegan Padgett, it's good to talk to you this morning, and congratulations on being a 10-year member.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you at Oklahoma State.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bethany, what we got? Who we have next? Brianna Caldwell, is she next? All right.
Yes.
Brianna, also a 10-year 4-H member, the Pride of Perry 4-H Club. 10 years with goats, 7 years with pigs, and 5 years with crafts and the farm toy scene. What do you like better, the crafts or the dealing with the animals?
I think I would like the animals better. Like, I enjoy just crafting and doing little stuff like that, so I just kind of do it as a hobby. But, like, the animals, like, I really have a passion for. Like, I love that part of it.
Yeah. Did you know you wanted to do this all your life?
For sure. I grew up on a rural farm, and I was the oldest sibling, so, like, no one ahead of me did 4-H, but, like, I just knew people in the community as, like, a little kid, and, like, you heard about in elementary school, and, like, I can remember in third grade when they came, and they're like, you can be in mini 4-H. Like, I went home, and I was like, yep, Dad, we're doing this, like, and my dad my parents took me on a Dairy Queen trip, what I thought was a Dairy Queen trip, and we drove right past the Dairy Queen one night and went to the place where we picked up my goats and picked up my goats, and then the next year we built a big show barn, and then so for the last 10 years I've raised goats. I raised rabbits for a few years, and then I got out of that. And then when my little brother got in 4-H, we got into pigs because he wanted to start that. And I found a real passion in pigs too, so.
All right, very good. So what's the future look like for you?
In the fall, I'm going to be attending Purdue University, and I'm double majoring in agronomy and agribusiness, and I want to eventually go into agricultural research.
All right. So Keegan was telling me that it is kind of like a big family here. It's not necessarily friends, and he said that it's always good for people that will help each other. Is that something you found as well?
Oh, for sure. It's just like you, sometimes some of these people you only see 3-4 times a year, and you come to fair and you're walking through the barn and you're struggling with a pig or something. Like, what can I do to help? You need help washing. Like, what do you need done with this? Like, yesterday I was fitting goat legs, and like, people just came up and they're like, hey, like, do you need help? Like, they could tell I was running behind a little bit. Like, right. It's just like a big family. Like, even though you may not see these people like year round, like when you actually do see them, it's just like you guys like all just click right away. Like, you hang out all week, like we go do stuff, and then like you help each other, and like even people you don't know, like all the good 4-H'ers, when you're walking through the barn, you see somebody struggling, like almost everybody stops and they're like, hey, what can I do to help you? Like, do you need the pig turned around the other way? Just like stuff like that.
Yeah, and you're competing against each other a lot of times too, but you're there to help, right?
Yeah. That's the cool part about it.
Keegan and I were also talking about how I know some people in Frankfort who don't live on a farm, but they participate in 4-H with pigs, particularly a couple people I know. So you don't have to live on a great big rural farm to raise these animals and show them, do you?
No, you don't. Actually, like last year, I had a little girl who lived in town, and she wanted to show goats, and so she just bought the goats from me. And then she just kept at my house, and she just paid for feed, and she would come out once or twice a week and work with them. And that's how she got to show 4-H until her parents found some place that they wanted to keep them permanently. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's just, like, easy like that. Like, you just start in mini 4-H or first-year 4-H member, and you just walk around and talk to enough people. Like, you'd find someone that's, like, willing to help you, and almost everyone would be. And like you said, you don't have to live on a farm or even out in the country because, like, it's such a big community. You can always find somewhere to get involved and get started.
So what do you think your life would look like if you wouldn't have been in 4-H?
Oh, man, I don't even know. Like, animals are, like, every summer, all summer. Like, I never played any sports. Like, 4-H was, like, my thing, like, 4-H and FFA. And so, like, I don't even know how I would have spent my summers because every single day I walk my animals and I work with my animals. So I don't know what I'd do with all that free time.
So would you suggest that all kids out there get involved in 4-H in some capacity, whether it's dealing with the animals or like maybe the crafts or something?
Yeah, for sure. Because even if you don't want to keep the animals or do part of the animals, like there are so many craft projects in the barn and everything that they have the same impact as animals. You can do, like, there's so many different crafts and competitions and fashion review, and you can do the Queen's Contest. Like, there's just so much to get involved in with 4-H. You don't have to be working with animals or have a passion for animals to get involved.
Right. Well, I appreciate your time this morning, Brianna, and good luck at Purdue.
Thank you.
All right. And so I guess we'll move that over here. Is this Hudson here we've got?
Yep.
Hudson Brown. So this is your third year of 4-H. You're showing sheep, pigs, and goats. That's a lot. So out of the sheep, pigs, and goats, which one of the three does the best for you? Which one listens the best?
That's a tough question.
Yeah.
My sheep for championship this year, she was pretty good. Some of my goats was a bit okay. My pigs.
They can be a little cantankerous sometimes, can't
it's
they?
It's kind of very inconsistent.
Yeah. So how did you get started in 4-H? Did you know you wanted to do this?
Yes.
First off, how old are you?
I'm 11.
Okay. So you're just 3 years into it. Did you know 3 years ago that you wanted to do this?
Yes, because both my parents lived on a farm. I've been with pigs my whole life. We raise our pigs.
Yeah.
So I know I want to do it.
So this year you had a reserve grand champion ewe. You also had a grand champion market bear goat doe. And they had a reserve grand champion market meat goats. And you also enjoy doing the tractor and barbecue projects. What are the tractor and barbecue projects?
The tractor, barbecue. Well, for tractor, you had to drive a tractor with a wagon through a forest and, try not hit any things.
Like an obstacle course almost.
Yes.
Huh? Okay.
And you have to get it done in 8 minutes.
Did you get it done in 8 minutes?
Not really.
Did you hit any poles?
Okay,
that's all right. You're learning still.
Yeah.
So what's the barbecue fun?
You get to grill, and I enjoy grilling, so that's
why
I
want
to do it.
Wow, okay. So you're doing that here at the fair?
Yeah,
and then
it's on
submitting
Saturday.
Some of that?
Yep.
Okay. I wasn't aware they had the barbecue projects. Yeah, that's pretty good.
So if you come out Saturday morning, they'll be out here by the grandstands.
Okay.
And you can watch and smell and
and
drool over everything. So.
All right. So we'll be looking for Hudson on that Saturday morning. So you also win the sheep. You've won junior, intermediate, and senior showmanship. So you've got quite a bit under your belt for just 3 years.
Thank you.
So
I like to show sheep and showmanship a lot.
Yeah. So you got several years ahead of you then, so I guess we'll probably see you over the next several years out here at the Clinton County 4-H Fair, right?
Yep.
He'll be dominating here in a few years,
yeah.
Won't he?
He already is.
Sounds like it.
I think he has some super fans he wants to say hi to.
Oh, okay. Do that.
Want to say hi to Grandma and Grandpa?
So your Grandma and Grandpa, they're meat fans of yours. They're there for support for you.
They're listening online because they're not close.
Okay, so they're listening to us on the internet. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Hudson, good talking to you this morning. Thanks for coming out here this morning. All right, Bethany, this is an impressive crew you brought here.
And this is just to get started.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Well, so what are we looking at for the rest of the day here? I know we've got the... we're going to be broadcasting live with Melissa Miller, and she's got a whole host of things over there.
Yeah, she's going to be kind of going through the hog show as it's happening. I'll probably jump on there again and kind of help us to talk about what's going on at the hog show. But yeah, we have some more kids lined up that are hopefully going to come and talk to us here in a few minutes. I got some filling out some information sheets.
Okay, good deal. All right. Very good. Well, we'll be doing that. We'll be taking a break here in about 10 minutes for our first portion of Party Line, and then we've got plenty more. And this will give me a chance. Anything we need to know, Melissa? Everything on track?
Something new this year that we're doing.
Yeah.
We have, obviously, the swine show starts at 9. And then we have at 5 o'clock is the Supreme Grand Drive for the swine. So that way we're kind of doing it after everybody gets off work so they can jump in and be able to come watch that grand drive this year at 5 o'clock for the swine show. So we're hoping that we get a nice big crowd for all the kids to help jump on and watch the show go on at 5 o'clock.
All right, very good. So tomorrow here on Party Line, we'll have the Junior Fair Council and then the 4-H Queens will be in here to talk as well, plus Scott Shoemaker, Alan Dunn, and Jamie Blocker talking about all kinds of things that the county commissioners and county council helps out and how they help out with the 4-H Fair. And then Friday we'll be talking with Paul Huseman of the Carnival, and he's always got some interesting information and some background on what he does as he comes through. We'll also have the Supreme Showmanship winner Friday morning around 8:45. We'll be talking about the cheerleading contest with the Stinson family and the KOI Dirt Drags, talking about that Friday morning as well, as we have Melissa Miller with a report now.
I'm getting ready to take off. You're on your own.
Okay, thank you.
So good luck with all the text messages that are coming through on my phone.
All right, I've got a few coming through here, yeah.
But anyway, no, they are getting their instructions. The swine show is getting ready to start, and I see I need to go tuck my grandson's tail of his shirt in. So anyway,
we'll catch you at 9:30 then.
9:30, yeah.
Thanks, Melissa. So we have... Bailey Blacker next. Bailey, you're a 6-year 4-H member. How old are you?
I'm 13.
13, all right. So you still got at least probably 4 or 5 more years you'll be able to do this.
4 or 5.
And we'll have you as a 10-year member here in a couple years probably. Did you always know you wanted to do this?
Not really. When we got my goats, I wanted to start goats because that was my favorite animal. I used to show pigs, and I didn't really like pigs. So I've just loved showing goats since then. That's my favorite project.
Goats are pretty cool, aren't they?
Yeah,
I've had a chance to hang out with some of them, too. So you've got goats and poultry, and then tractor maintenance, crafts, photography, collections, and crafts. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's covering quite a bit. Do you have a little something out of all those categories in the fair here?
Yeah.
So tell me about the tractor maintenance.
So we drive a course, and we have to do a written test and then a parts ID. And, they add on points if you, knock off the golf balls or whatever in the course or don't do very well in your test. And the person with the least points wins.
So you break it down and put it back together then? You can do all that?
Kind of,
okay. All right. And poultry, tell us a little bit about that.
It's not very amusing. You know, when you show, the judge takes them out of the cage and you just sit there and watch them. And
right.
They talk to you. And
I always like chickens, though.
I show ducks and turkeys, and I had a couple of guineas this year.
Mm-hmm. And then you said goats are kind of your favorite, though?
Yeah.
Is it their personality that makes them your favorite?
Yep.
Yeah, they're easy to handle, too, most of the time, aren't they?
Most of the time.
So how many goats do you have?
I think between my brother and I, we have 35.
Oh, wow. Okay. Very good. And so tell me a little about your the crafts. What crafts do you have here this year you've submitted?
I did a string art project with our farm name, and it was on a board, and I did the string in green, and it just said our farm name, Jailbacher Farms.
Mm-hmm. And what about the photography?
I took a picture of my grandpa's old barn that they just redid last year.
Dwayne?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dwayne and Connie, I know them. Yeah, that's your grandma and grandpa. Okay. So do you like photography? Is that something you like to maybe kind of
like
get
to
into?
Yeah, I like to take photos and stuff.
Is it kind of one of those things you know it's a good photo when you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. So I understand you have your own business?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So I make bath and body products, and I have a studio in Thorntown. And so we make bath and body products and candles. And because when I got my goats, it was like, well, what do we do with all this milk? So we started making soap, and I've just kind of expanded from there.
How's that going?
It's pretty good.
Okay, good deal. Good for you. So you got grand champion junior and senior in the dairy dough. Was that yesterday?
Yes.
Was that about as good as you could hope to, to get? Was everybody pretty proud of you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, I guess we'll see you around probably over the next 4 years or so, and it'll be 10 years before you know it.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Bailey, for coming in this morning.
Thanks for inviting me.
All right. You're welcome. Good to meet you. All right. We do have time for one more. If we've got one more here, we'll squeeze them in as we have, I guess you're Shelby?
Yes.
Hi, Shelby. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you've got 10 years in 4-H. What school you go to?
I went to Clinton Prairie.
Okay, just graduated recently then?
Yes.
So you're a member of the Madison Blue Ribbons. You've got cows, pigs, sheep. You're also in the junior leaders and the barbecue and the foods. So tell us a little bit about the animal portion of it, the cows, pigs, and sheep, and what you've got going on this year here.
I'm very active in my cattle and sheep. I raised both of those species, and I've actually shown both of them. I placed second on all three of my cattle. And then my sheep, I place pretty decent with them. And I'm getting ready to show my pigs that I just bought.
All right. Yeah, that's starting right here in just a couple minutes, isn't it?
Yes.
So what's your favorite animal out of those three to work with?
Probably the sheep.
Yeah. Why is that?
They just have a different personality, and you just kind of never know what they're going to do, but they're like babies. You can train them.
Usually control them. Yeah, that's cool. So tell us a little bit about working with the junior leaders. What's that? That's kind of another step up, right?
Yes, actually, I serve as the junior leaders president, and we do different community service activities. We also run the food stand that's between the cattle barn and the show arena. We run the food stand during this week of the fair, and we do all kinds of different anything community related. We try to be out there and be active in it, and it's a really, really fun experience.
So Bethany was telling me about the barbecue Saturday morning. I wasn't even aware that was a category. I guess you'll be out here Saturday morning too for that, right?
Yes.
So you like to barbecue? Is that something you just discovered the last couple of years? You've been doing that several years.
I've been doing it since they started it up. They didn't start up till like my second or third year, and it's like my favorite project to do. It's a lot of fun, and it's like a family activity that you can get to just enjoy it with your family and friends.
All right, very good.
It's a great way to like unwind for the week.
Yeah, it's kind of the end of the week.
It's nice because you just get to come and hang out with your family and eat together like a picnic style, and they get to have decorations on their tent. It's just a lot of fun.
Very good. So you've already shown your the cattle and sheep, and you're getting ready to do your pig this morning. So any predictions? You feel pretty good about the pigs you got?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. All right. Don't get too cocky, though, right?
Yeah, no.
Okay. All right. Well, Shelby, thanks for coming and saying hi to us this morning.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your 10-year. All right, so we'll have some more of them lined up next half hour, Bethany. All right.
We sure do.
So we'll go ahead and take our first break here on Party Line. And we want to thank our sponsors first. Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. And also a special thanks to Senator Brian Buchanan for On Location. We'll come back with more Party Line next on WILO.
This is Party Line.
Brought to you on. Brought to you by RADI.
YLO, Frankfort, Indiana.
Is there something on your mind? Are you mad about something your elected officials have done? Do you have an opinion on a local or national issue? Let us know by sending your opinion to WILO and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We now have a sound off page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the community page and click on sound off to submit your opinion. We've made it easy for you to sound off on local issues important to you. You can also submit by emailing your opinion to newsroom@casperradio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. One more way, we're keeping you connected. WILO.
Hi, I'm Michelle with Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, where you can surround yourself with the things you love. Antiques, home decor, and much more. We can help turn your house into a home. Walk into a simpler time of candles, home accents, furniture, and more, all in a warm atmosphere. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 5. Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, the aroma of home. Half block west of the Frankfort Square on Clinton Street. And remember to always surround yourself with the people and the things you love.
While other radio stations cut corners by just playing the tunes, WILO not only gives you America's best music, but keeps you informed with everything you need to know about what's going on in and around Clinton and surrounding counties. Local news, sports, Central Indiana farm information, Dave Ramsey, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and emergency weather, plus WILO TV coverage and so much more. We do more than play the tunes. We are a part of your life. 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. WILO.
Do you know someone who is a true community hero? Someone who has made a true difference and has a true passion for making Clinton County a better place to live? If so, here is your chance to help them get recognized. Get your nomination form at WILO, Frankfort Main Street, or Frankfort Community Public Library and return to the same locations. To be eligible, they must be a Clinton County resident and there is no age limit. The Community Hero brought to you by Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods and your home for classic hits, WILO.
You're free.